Hey everyone, it's Monday, August 24th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, the latest on financial aid for the unemployed, now that the $600 per week federal program has ended. A water main burst near UCLA for the second time in 6 years, raising concerns about the area's aging infrastructure. What we can expect from California Republicans as the RNC kicks off on Monday. And a wrap-up of our hit podcast, California City. We've been closely watching the fate of federal subsidies to help millions of Americans make ends meet as the pandemic continues to devastate the economy. Last month, a critical $600 a week federal payment program expired, and with Congress at a stalemate, hope for more aid at the federal level anytime soon is dwindling. With the latest, here's business reporter David Wagner.
Millions of unemployed Californians have now gone almost a month without that federal aid. But now they may get some relief, because over the weekend, California was approved to participate in a program created by an executive order from President Trump. And through this program, out-of-work Californians would get an extra $300 per week tacked on to their existing state benefits. Now, this is a short-term program. The payments would go back to August 1st, and they're only guaranteed to last 3 weeks. Also, this only replaces half of that $600 per week program that expired in July. Remember, Congress has so far failed to renew that program. Another catch, in order to qualify for this $300, Californians need to be already getting $100 per week in state benefits. And that requirement is going to leave out many lower wage workers, as well as some freelancers with mixed sources of income.
Over the weekend, a large, nearly century-old water main burst near UCLA, causing some flooding. But this time was less serious than what happened 6 years ago, when a similar incident caused millions of dollars in damages. Our infrastructure reporter, Sharon McNary, has more.
Back in 2014, a 90-year-old water main on Sunset broke and flooded the campus. And the water ruined hundreds of cars parked underground and did about $15 million of damage to the campus. It happened again on Sunday. This time, a 30-inch water pipe on a different branch of the same water system broke. Most of the water was channeled away from the campus, but the underground parking structure got flooded again. This time, only about a dozen cars were damaged. The bigger problem is not that different than 6 years ago, though. We have a water system that's more than 100 years old with pipes that are only having about a 75 to 80-year lifespan. The LADWP is raising hundreds of millions of dollars through higher new water rates, but that's just supposed to go toward replacing underground pipes. But there's still a lot of work left to do on that system.
Last week, a parade of notable Californians took turns speaking on the Democratic National Convention stage. But according to the schedule released Sunday, the Republican Party gatherings in Jacksonville, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina, will be a different story. And starting Monday night, we're more likely to hear about California and the Trump administration's criticisms of the state than to hear the voices of California's Republicans. Our politics reporter, Libby Denkman, explains.
Last week, we heard from a parade of Californians at the Democratic National Convention. This week, the Republican Party gathering will be a different story. We're more likely to hear about California and the Trump administration's criticisms of the state than to hear the voices of California politicians. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield is the only elected official from the state slated to speak, but he is getting a primetime Thursday night spot. The other Californians in the lineup are former acting director of national intelligence, Richard Grenell, and Kimberly Guilfoyle, the former Fox News personality and current Trump campaign finance chair. But California will undoubtedly be a repeated target in Republican National Convention speeches. For example, President Trump has alleged without proof that massive voter fraud occurred here in 2018, and he really likes to use the state as a foil and a cautionary tale about the consequences of Democratic leadership on a national scale.
And finally, the final episode of the LAist Studios podcast, California City, dropped on Monday. Emily Guerin, the host of this gripping series about a massive potential real estate scam in the desert, talked about what's next in the ongoing legal drama.
Well, the legal drama with Silver Saddle Ranch and Club is continuing. And in this episode, the last episode, I take you through the California Department of Business Oversight's raid on the company last September. Investigators with that agency basically took control of the ranch and their headquarters in Burbank and charged the company with securities fraud, which is basically selling incredibly overpriced shares of this huge chunk of desert land to what they call unsophisticated investors, many of whom didn't speak English as a first language and may not have understood what they were buying, felt pressured to buy. The court documents are fascinating because they show how little the sales pitch has changed over the past 60 years. You know, salespeople are still promising that California City, this small town in the desert, is going to boom one day. And if you invest now, you'll get rich. And like you said, the legal drama has continued. It's really dragged out because, of course, the courts were closed for many months because of coronavirus. So no resolution yet.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.